This is the Bigger Infinity Podcast, a Violet Spark production. Welcome to the Bigger Infinity Podcast, where we unzip and shrug off perceptions and beliefs, and maybe even a little bit of our reality. This is a podcast to inspire a journey of discovery and self-discovery, but also to inspire a little bit of curiosity and playfulness. Join me on this journey as we explore unlimited possibilities and create a bigger infinity. Hello, welcome to the Bigger Infinity Podcast. I'm Beth Gillier, and this is episode 8. So I have, as usual, been working on my own bigger infinity, which has not included doing a podcast. So welcome back. It's been a little while, but I have a lot to share with you. It's very exciting. Some new things. Well, you all know my husband, Matt. He's been on the podcast a couple times. He has been working on expanding his own business. He makes rings, as you know, and he was accepted to be a guest vendor at a Renaissance Festival in Minnesota, the Minnesota official Renaissance Festival. So we went there in August and earlier this month, a couple weeks ago. And it was so much fun. Oh my gosh. So I just really love the whole atmosphere of the Renaissance Festival. And there's such a good energy there. Like, there's such a sense of camaraderie when you're there and everybody. I mean, there's so much division in the world right now. And obvious, you know, it's more obvious on social media. I try not to get on social media too much unless it's business related. But, you know, there's so much hate in the world, really. And at the Renaissance Festival, you don't feel that. Everybody is sort of on the same wavelength and, you know, vibration and, you know, for the most part, just there to enjoy the atmosphere, and everybody has kind of the same, I guess, sense of fun or what have you, you know. So that was really fun, and it was really a good business decision for Matt. He did really well there, and we met some really great people, some other vendors there. I got this mug from some people. They handcraft these mugs. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you can see that. It's like little ladybugs. They knock some books over. But then it looks like a little, I don't know, fairy house or hobbit hole. Oh my gosh. So I made some tea. So that's really fun. Matt actually taught me how to silversmith. I wanted to bring some rings that could be more impulse buys at the Renaissance Festival. And he wanted to concentrate on, you know, the rings he wanted to make. So he taught me how to silversmith. So I made some rings to bring with me to sell there. And I have some on. These are some of my newer ones. I tried to make a flower because I figured out how to do that. And I was playing with, I'm really doing it more for myself. It turns out I really, really love it. And I didn't know I would. You know, I've been watching him make rings for 5 years now, almost 5 years. And, you know, it seemed very tedious. It didn't seem like anything. I have trouble finding hobbies I like because I don't like anything super repetitive or tedious. But, yeah, I surprised myself how much I love making rings. And I do enjoy it so much. I do it mostly for myself. And then, you know, if I sell one, then hey, that's pretty cool. I hope they enjoy it. But I just can't keep all these rings around, so I have to do something with them. If you guys want a ring, let me know. I'll make you one. But yes, I figured out how to make a flower, and then I was practicing setting a stone, so I set a little stone in it. And then this is a spinny ring. It's kind of big, so I'm wearing it on my thumb. But it has this little part in the middle that spins. And then I added a patina to make it sort of ancient, like ancient or antique looking. And then these are a couple I made, I don't know, last week. Just some silver. Just kind of playing with different designs. I'm just having so much fun. Who knows? You know, like, It's surprising how much, I guess, a hobby or a new activity or learning something can really give you a bigger infinity and really change. It changes what you're focused on, and especially if you enjoy it, I mean, that just, it can change your whole mental attitude just because you are focusing on something you really enjoy, and that just changes your whole vibration and changes how you feel about life. So I strongly encourage everybody to kind of look into things you've been maybe thinking about wanting to learn. Go ahead and do it. Or even if it's something you'd never even thought of doing, just give it a try. Who knows? That also happened with me with Reiki. A friend of mine, you know, just asked me if I wanted to take a Reiki class with her. It was a virtual class. And that was back in 2020. And so, I mean, I did it just for fun. And that actually changed my life quite a bit as well. Sort of opened me up to the whole idea of how we're all energy and vibration and how, you know, intention and resonance and healing can really, can affect you physically. And I can't necessarily explain how it works. I have an idea, but language is so limited. I mean, we really have no idea how it really works. But yeah, so there's that. Also, just in case you're interested, I do have on Amazon a Bigger Infinity journal. So if you're interested in looking into this, it's a 22-day journal. I call it a journaling journey. So on the first day, you kind of write out what I guess what you'd like to change in your life, what you are hoping to achieve, that kind of thing. And then for 21 days, because they say that it takes 3 weeks or 21 days to change your habits. So for 21 days, you just sort of, this helps you basically observe what's happening in your life and how you're handling it. So you write down the experiences that you have each day and what you observe what you tell yourself about those experiences. So you can kind of gauge, you know, how, like, are you looking at things through victim consciousness? Are you, you know, starting to become more and more empowered and seeing that you have more choices, and, you know, changing, starting to change the stories that you tell yourself about what you experience? I mean, it's just really, really helpful to observe that. And also, it helps you sort of tune into your body and your intuition. So you can start to learn how to listen to all the communications that your body sends you. Because, you know, symptoms, aches, pains, twinges, things like that, those are all communications. You know, stomach aches, things like that, headaches, anything like that is a communication your body is sending you. And then it helps you just start to listen to that. And then you can play with changes to your lifestyle or your diet or your activities, and just see what kind of difference that makes in your life. So kind of helps you pay attention, like start to notice those more and pay attention to those more so that you can, you know, make positive changes in your life, and also kind of just help you learn to, because I think the hardest part is learning to just sit with discomfort. Nobody likes discomfort, but if you can notice what you're feeling and sit with the discomfort rather than trying to, I don't know, do emotional eating or distract yourself with TV or social media, and just sit with it. Like, really sit and feel what you're feeling. Feel what you need to feel. Because that's really the only way you can allow it to move through you, is to sit with it and actually feel it. Don't deny it. Don't try to run from it or distract yourself from it. You just gotta, you have to allow it, right? And, you know, it's a lot about, having a bigger infinity is a lot about radical acceptance too, like accepting what, you know what's going on and being okay with it, even if you don't like it. So, hang on. I love my new mug. Okay. So, that is all the news. I think you're all caught up on that. I kind of wanted to talk about just the nature of your reality. I mean, I know you've heard this before and you've heard it from me, that you create your own reality and you have the power over your reality. So our reality and what we experience is really just our perception and what, our perception of what we are experiencing. And there's a couple analogies I want to share with you. So the first one is sort of just a general overview of like reality and how we each have our own reality. So, and I got this from Donald Hoffman. He'll kind of bend your mind. But if you're into this kind of thing, I would recommend listening to his videos and the podcast he does with people on YouTube. You can just Google Donald Hoffman. He's a cognitive neuroscientist, I believe. But he gives this analogy of like a virtual reality headset. So what we perceive as our reality is like what we're perceiving if we were wearing a virtual reality headset. It's really just a user interface. It depends on what program you're running in your, like, say you're playing a video game in your virtual reality headset. That is going to be what you perceive as your reality, right? So, you know, you're playing one game, or call it a game, in your virtual reality headset, and everything you're seeing, you feel like is real for you in your reality. And what I like to point out to people, and this goes back to like all the division and hate in the world right now, and so much energy is being spent on telling other people they're wrong and you're right, or the way you think is right, and what you know, that your opinions are right and they're wrong. And I would like to just say, let's just not waste our energy doing that. You can never really convince somebody else that their reality is wrong and your reality is right, because you have no way of knowing what they're seeing in their virtual reality headset. So if you're in the middle of a conflict with somebody and, you know, they're trying to tell you their side of things and it's very different from how you perceive things, and this kind of, you know, sometimes this is called gaslighting. And, you know, gaslighting, I had this conversation the other day with Matt, but like gaslighting is a thing. Like if somebody's trying to convince you that the facts are different and they're doing it intentionally to manipulate you, yeah, that's not cool. But there is some level of just difference in reality. Somebody can perceive something completely differently than you, because they are perceiving everything through their program that they're running on their virtual reality headset, right? So you have no way of knowing what they're seeing. You just can't. And so you can never convince them that they're wrong. And it's possible for them to be right and for you to be right, because you are right in your own virtual reality headset program that you're running. So just, so what I would like to suggest is that we all just accept that it's okay. It's okay if somebody else thinks whatever, you know? Let's not try to convince them they're wrong. Let's just acknowledge it and move on. Like, we don't need to waste energy arguing about the differences that we're all perceiving differently, right? So there's that. The other analogy that I had, sort of came to me when I was meditating yesterday. Hang on. My throat's a little scratchy today. So the other analogy is like a flashlight or a spotlight, right? So in your reality, whatever you're focusing on is like the beam of a flashlight. So whatever you are focusing on is what you're seeing, is what you're perceiving, is how you're interpreting your life. And this goes back to like you create your own reality. So if you're focusing on all the bad crap that happens to you, right? That's very victim mentality, but sometimes we feel that way, right? So, a succession of things just go wrong and make your day more difficult or your life more difficult. And, you know, you just feel like the world is out to get you. And, you know, why is everything so hard? And why does this keep happening? And you're focusing, you're shining your flashlight on everything negative, everything bad that's happening. And you are only going to see those things. You're only going to continue to see those negative things because that's what you're shining your light on. So part of having a bigger infinity is shining your light on, like just shifting your focus and shining your light on what is good in your life. I mean, I don't really like the terms good and bad, but for the purposes of the podcast and language is always so limiting. But if you focus instead on things you're grateful for, I see a lot of memes like, you know, your worst day is somebody else's dream life, right? So, you know, focus on the things that bring you joy, the things that you are grateful for. Even just shifting your focus and looking at, you know, the sky and the birds flying and chirping and, you know, a butterfly or flowers, or just shift your focus as often as you can to things that bring you joy, that make you feel better, that give you inspiration or motivation. You can shift your flashlight beam. You can actually make it bigger. My son just bought a flashlight that is so bright. It's one of the new LED flashlights, and it just lights up. And you can actually twist the top of the flashlight so you can make the beam bigger or smaller. So if your beam is like really small and really narrowly focused on everybody who is trying to piss you off and, you know, everything that's making your life harder and just all the things you hate, if that's what you're focusing your narrow beam on, that's all you're going to see. And you're just going to bring more of that into your life because that's all you're going to see. But if you can make your beam big, like wider, and allow more in that is for your highest good, for your highest joy, things you love, that you're going to bring more of that into your life. And that's huge. So instead of feeling like a victim and giving your power to external things that really you have no control over, instead you start to see that you have more choices. You have the choice over how you feel. And it's okay to feel, you know, to have the more denser emotions like anger, sadness. There's no wrong way to feel, but you have choices over how you feel. Like you can allow and acknowledge that you're feeling sad or angry or you're grieving, and you can still feel that and you can observe it, and then also choose to feel joy or whatever, and just shift your focus a little bit. Like do something that brings you joy, like making wings or reading a book or And it's not about, I mean, that sounds like I'm telling you to distract yourself from your feelings. Feel what you need to feel. But you don't need to wallow. You can still feel what you're feeling and choose to do something. You know, you can sit with your feelings. It's really important that you can just sit with your feelings, right? At some point, though, you will want to, like, you know, get up and do something. But instead of just distracting yourself to not feel, just choose to do something that might bring you a little bit of joy at the same time, if that makes sense. Like, you know, cook a really delicious meal that you know is going to taste wonderful and bring you a little bit of joy. Or, you know, work on a hobby or journal or go for a walk, you know, sit outside and enjoy nature. Getting into nature is really huge. But you have the power to shift your focus, shift the beam of your flashlight. And I have this term I call unconditional living. It's kind of like unconditional love. So it's about loving your life that's not based on any external condition. So, and I was trying to figure out how to define that because there is some nuance, right? So if you think that you can only be happy if some set of circumstances changed for you, some set of external circumstances, like I would just be happier if I had a different job, if I had a different partner, if I had more money, if I had a different car, I don't know. Whatever it is that you feel like your happiness might depend on, it's like you're putting your happiness, the condition of your happiness, on some external force that you may or may not have control over. I mean, you have a lot more control than you probably think you do, but it's very much about, like, kind of being in victim mentality and outside forces, you know, having more control and exertion on your life than, you know, you're giving that credit, the credit of your happiness, away. And it's very disempowering, and you can often feel really stuck because maybe you can't, you know, switch jobs or move right away, or, you know, you feel like you want more money. You can definitely manifest more money, more abundance, but that sometimes takes a while. So it's about kind of stepping back, and instead of, you know, living your life based on these external conditions, just taking control back, taking your power back to be able to be happy in your current set of circumstances, you know, finding joy, you know. And there's a difference, like, okay, so I can't, I mean, my big thing right now is, like, I would like to be able to move, you know, buy a cheaper house, sell this house and pay off all my debt and, you know, have better living conditions for my mother where she didn't have to walk up and down the stairs and I could keep an eye on her and just have more. We'd like to have a place with property and lots of trees, you know, sort of have more nature of it readily available to us instead of being stuck in the suburbs, you know, with the noisy neighbor kids jumping on their trampoline every afternoon, screaming at the top of their lungs. Like, you know, like, I would be happy if those kids would be quiet, or I would be happy if I could move. And I would, you know, I am taking steps to make that happen. But at the same time, for a while, I was kind of feeling stuck and sort of in this place of limbo, like, well, you know, I can't move yet, you know, I'm waiting for some other things to happen first. It's kind of a process, and waiting for the right time. And so But like, can I choose to be happy with the way my life is right now? Like, even if the kids are, the neighbor kids are outside jumping on their trampoline and screaming, can I choose to focus on something that will bring me joy? And, taking that power back, taking your choices back, or being able to see that you have more choices. I've gotten really into watching home improvement television shows. I don't know, I can't watch like regular TV anymore, but I still like to watch occasionally these home improvement shows. And there's one in particular called Unsellable Houses, where these twin sisters like go in and they'll fix up somebody's house that they have been having trouble selling, and then they'll sell it for like a lot more money. And so, you know, instead of focusing on the fact that I can't move yet and this is like painful and struggle, like focusing on the struggle and like the waiting and the limbo and all that, instead I'm like focusing on, ooh, what can I do to my house? You know, I can't just totally like rip up the floor or the kitchen and redo it. I'm trying to manifest the amount of money it would take to do that, because actually I kind of want to do that. But I mean, just like, what kind of little things can I do? So I painted, there were these wood accents. I don't know what they're called, but like they're not really holding up the bar on the kitchen, but they're like accent pieces underneath. There's three of them. And so I decided to paint those to make them a little more updated, more modern. Like, what, you know, what's the theme to my house if I were going to redo it? And like, what kind of, you know, can I change this light fixture to make it look more updated? Can I change doorknobs? The little knobs on the, right now, I think we have like 5 or 6 different knobs on our kitchen drawers and cabinets, because we're like trying to decide which one we like better. And my son came home with like 4 of them. And one of them is this, it looks like a brass lion with like a ring in its mouth. So almost more like a knocker, but we have one of those on the cabinets, and it's ridiculous. Like, it's completely ridiculous, and it's still there, but it's just funny because like, I wouldn't actually ever use, I love it. I love it so much, but I wouldn't actually probably use that, especially if I'm trying to sell the house. But yeah, we did decide on one knob to kind of make, just to update the kitchen, because I can't change out all the cabinets. I would love to change out the counter, but I can't, I can save up for that, but I can't do it right now. So like, what, you know, change out the faucets, change out the doorknobs, like what can I do? Like, so that's fun. Like, I'm taking choices back and I'm finding joy in just the little experiences. I feel like my camera's wobbling and I think it's a cat. Sorry about that. Kitty, move. Money. Yes. I mean, money's a huge thing for a lot of people. And I recently just listened to a podcast that was really, really interesting about money and how, and I love the way they talked about it, how, because you hear a lot about, I don't know if you guys do, but, you know, you can manifest more money. I've actually been working a lot on my relationship with money and my sense of lack around money. I don't actually ever experience that sense of lack around money anymore, even when I don't have a lot of money. It's just, and it's sort of, you just kind of bring into this, your reality, your experience, your virtual reality headset, that you have all the money that you need. And if you have that, if you're holding that vibration, that reality, then that just becomes your reality more and more. But they were in the podcast, they were talking about like when you pay bills, for example, like you don't pay your bills grudgingly. Like, as money passes through you, instead of being, you know, like, I don't like the power company, you know, they're ripping me off, I don't want to have to pay this much money. Like, you know, they kind of anthropomorphize money, you know, like money doesn't like that. So money's not going to want to flow through you because it doesn't like that vibration, that feeling. Like, we're all energy, we all vibrate. Everything vibrates. So That's why I keep talking about vibration. But so if you, like, even if you don't agree with the amount of money that you have to pay or the company that you're paying it to, like, you just bless the money as it comes through you and you pay the bill and you're, like, grateful. I actually love paying bills right now because for the first time in a long time, I actually have, you know, I have enough money to pay all my bills. I mean, that's about all I have, but like, it feels good to be able to just pay my bills without, like, worrying about it, you know? And so you just sort of bless the money as it comes through you, and then money will just want to come to you more and more. And I kind of like that idea. So I'm using that idea. I already kind of do that, but I'm trying to do that a little bit more intentionally. So yeah, like, if you think you can only be happy if you have so much money, you know, you can work on that, but don't let that keep you from being happy in this moment, right? And, you know, start shining your flashlight beam on things that bring you joy, on just, you know, observing what's happening. You can observe what you're experiencing, but rather than focusing that light on sort of the victim part of it, or the more negative, if we were to call it negative, things, you can focus more on, shine your light more on what you want to bring more of into your life. Joy, happiness, you know, time with family, vacations, I don't know, like, whatever you want to bring into your life, focus on that. Shine your flashlight beam on that, and you can bring more of that into your life. And I think you'll be surprised, like, how much your attitude, your overall mental health changes by doing that. So that is about all I wanted to talk about today. If you have any questions that you'd like me to answer or have any comments, you can drop those below. I'm going to put a link to my journal in the information or in the description below, and also how you can order a cool mug if you want a mug. They also make wind chimes, really cool wind chimes. I think they're called Colorado Wind Song, but I will drop the link below. Oh, also, I'm wearing my, I don't know if you can see this, my Dark Bliss t-shirt. It's for Halloween, but my brother has these characters that he's created some AI art around and merch. I just love the name Dark Bliss too, because it's okay to appreciate and enjoy the deliciousness of your shadow side. So I can drop a link too on how to get a Dark Bliss t-shirt if you want, if you're interested. And that wraps it up. So thanks for joining me, and we'll see you next time.